Chief Koza. You need to come here with the Earth weather monitor.
What is it, Gazzy?
I don't know, but it's big. It's a storm. A huge storm. Like a superstorm.
Superstorm?
A megastorm.
Nah, I don't like that one either.
Geostorm.
It's a Gerard Butler movie, Gazzy.
Ultrastorm.
I like it. You need to tell the world about the ultrastorm, Gazzy. You need to go to the United Nations.
I'll call an Uber.
Before we adjourn today's meeting, Professor Gazzy Garcia and Chief Keith Koza have a special message.
Thank you. Secretary General Lamar, I'm going to be honest with all of you. I and Professor Keith Koza have discovered something big. A storm brewing in the southern hemisphere, and it's on its way to land. I and Professor Koza have decided to call it Ultrastorm.
How much time do we have before the storm hits mainland?
Possibly the day before tomorrow.
Is that not tomorrow?
I think he means today?
The day before tomorrow.
He means today.
Ubers are so slow. I just want to get back to the lab.
Shut up, Gazzy.
Are you mad because I said it cooler than you did to the UN?
You just ripped off the day after tomorrow.
Nah, they ripped me off. Wait, my phone is ringing.
What did you say last year?
Koza, you ever heard this song?
You going to answer your phone?
Sometimes I have to leave a ring.
Probably important. Something about stopping ultrastorm?
Yeah, you're right. It's President.
Hello, Professor Garcia.
Gazzy, answer the phone.
I did.
Professor Garcia.
Then talk to the President.
I'm going to ignore all the dumb stuff you just said. What is this ultrastorm?
It's like a really, really big storm, but really bigger.
A superstorm.
No, ultrastorm.
I will alert the United States.
It truly is the end of the world, Combs. And I'm spending it sitting in the Oval Office.
Ultrastorm won't touch us as long as I'm Secretary of Defense, Mr. President.
What are you gonna do? Fire nukes at it?
Why not?
Well, it's a giant storm.
It's actually called Ultrastorm, Mr. President.
What difference does it make?
If we fire nukes at the storm may subside.
Do you have any science to back this up, Combs?
Nah.
Then do it.
Yo, Gazzy, come in here. Look at the news.
What'd it do, Chief?
The President fired nukes at Ultrastorm.
Did it work?
Nah, Gazzy. The nukes have joined the Ultrastorm.
Damn, nuclear Ultrastorm. It's the President.
I got it. Hello, Mr. President?
Kozar, we've made a huge mistake.
Mr. President, me and Gazzy saw on the news.
Kozar, what do we do?
Okay, Mr. President. Me and Gazzy will come up with something.
Okay, please hurry, Kozar.
Don't rush us. If you had even asked us before firing his nukes, we wouldn't even be here. And now, we have the nuclear ultrastorm.
Well, get us a solution. The world is depending on it.
Can we go back to the lab, Koza? It's freezing out here.
It's because the nuclear ultrastorm is on its way, Gazzy. We just need to test these anti-nuclear ultrastorm missiles we found in the basement.
We had those? Has this happened before?
Nah, but I'm always ready.
Ready for a nuclear ultrastorm?
Yeah, I mean, I think I had a dream about it once.
You're a weird dude.
Gazzy, it works. Look at the clouds.
We did it. We need to tell the President we can save the world.
Call him, Gazzy.
Oh, my phone's dead.
So is mine. Do we have a landline?
Nobody has a landline. Do we need to tell the President we're going to fire the missiles?
Legally? Yeah, probably.
But we're going to save the world.
I mean,
let's fire some nukes.
Hello, Mr. President.
Good day, Kozar. So the FBI called my phone regarding missiles that were launched at Belgium.
Missiles? Missiles were launched at Belgium? Who would attack Belgium?
Well, Kozar, the FBI agents in yours and Mr. Garcia's cell phones have alerted me that it was you numbskulls who attacked the poor innocent Belgium and ruined all their importable chocolate. The FBI will be there shortly. Frame your murders as drug overdoses to the public to continue to hide